8 lines from the bottom. Yosef Rav Kahana v'komal hoshmaitu. Omele Rav Asher Rav Kahana v'chol heichad lesbi tefach. If there is no tefach, lo imrinu chavayt rami, v'otani v'lut nebreis. In other words, but said till now, if it has a tefach, the board that we're bringing down has a tefach, we say chavayt rami. If it doesn't have a tefach, we don't say chavayt rami. Frek to Gemara, we see a breis and not like that. V'otani v'lut nebreis, koir hayoitz, it's talking about Erevin. A mavu that has three mechitzes, but it's open to the Rosh Hashanah on its fourth side. You have to be misakin with a koyre or a lechi. You put a beam across the entrance of the mavu or a lechi in front of the mavu, and that's how you misakin. So if you have a koyre, hayoytze mikoysel zeh, it's going out from one side of the wall of the mavu, vein in a gas, but it doesn't reach all the way over across to the other koysel. V'chein, so too if you have shtei koyres, two beams, achzeitz mikoysel zeh, achzeitz mikoysel zeh. But vein the gas, they don't meet up. They only come close to each other, but not close all the way. So if it's pachas mishloisha, in it's arachlavi koyre cheres, if it's less than three distance between the two koyres, you don't have to bring another koyre because you say you apply the din of lovet. Shloisha, if it's more than three, it's arachlavi koyre cheres, you have to bring another koyre and be misak in the movie because after three you don't say lovet. So I don't have my koyre. Shimon Gamliel
Oimer, pachas mishloisha. Means to connect them.
Either to connect them or a brand new koyre, I guess, that goes from side to side.
Okay.
Here, I don't know. Either or. If it's less than four, ain't such love a kerecher. Shittas of Gamliel is, if Shem Gamliel is all over love the kol ha'teru kula, you say up to four, you say love it. So if it's pachas me'arbo, you don't have to bring another kerecher. Arbo, if it's four, more than four space between the two kerechers, then you already have to bring another kerecher to fill in to have tzarech love a kerecher. So now, so we're going to bring the ray from the next case. V'chein shtei koyres. Let's say you have two beams. Hamatimos. In other words, they're twins. They're basically adjoining. They're sitting right next to each other. They're touching each other. Side by side. Loi bezuka de l'kabel rich, v'loi bezuka de l'kabel rich. The halacha in the Mishnah in Erevin says that the size of the koyre to be misakin, to be for the mavui, has to be a tefach wide. Why a tefach? A tefach holds a half a brick, which is 3 by 3 is a brick, and 3 by, if you split it in half, it's 3 by 1.5. So if you put it on the width, the 1.5 could sit over the koyre, which is 1. And then you'll plaster it, whatever, there's a way how to. So if the beam could hold a half a brick, then that's a good koyre. But bottom line is, it has to be a tefach. In order to hold a half a brick, the width of the koyre has to be a tefach.
That's the tefach and a half has to be a tefach.
Right, something like that. Yeah, Rashi makes the cheshva. The top of Rashi. Hakoyre she'amru rechove kedei lekabel hariach. V'hariach is a chatzi levena, is a half a brick shel shloisha tvachim. Daya lekoyre, it's enough for the koyre shtei rechove tefach, that the width should be a tefach. Kedei lekabel hariach lerachboy. Because now once it's half, on its width, it's going to be only 1.5. Hasan parich, the Gemara asks your kasha. To hold a brick that's 1.5, I should have to have the koyre 1.5. Umeshani, it's sticking out a little bit to the two sides. Etzba l'chol ruach, and umelabnon betina. I think you smear it and you. To hold a 1.5, it's enough if you have a tefach. The kitzur, koyre is enough.
Makes
the width makes sense.
So why do you have the seamless that they have together?
That they have to
love. Even if there's a space between
space, it should be.
It's good in Kabbalah.
Okay. So you're saying space between the two koyres?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get the one sheet. We'll get there. That's the koyre has to be wider tefach. So this is what the what is this? A braisa. Yeah, this is what the braisa is saying. V'chein shtei koyres hamatimos. So it means loy bezu. Each one of these koyres, of these beams of the koyres that you're trying to be sacking them up with, each one does not have kedei lekabel riach. Means they each one are not a tefach wide. So loy bezuka de la kabel rich, loy bezuka de la kabel rich. But in the kabel is a rich le rachvoy tefach ein tzarch lehavi koyre cheres. Means that between both of them, when they're close, the Rashi says when they're both next to each other, they could be mekabel and a rich le rachvoy tefach. Means if it's a tefach in total between the two beams, it's going to be fine. So I don't have to have the tefach in one koyre as long as I have a tefach between both of them, I'm also fine. But vimlav, if I don't, it means both koyres together are not a tefach, then if I'm lab tzorich lehavi koyre cheres, I'm going to have to bring another koyre. Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer, im mekabelus ariach la'orkoi shloisha tvachim, ein tzorich lehavi koyre cheres. Means if it's, it doesn't have to be total between both a tefach. I can move them, I can separate them a little bit apart, and as long as I can, now the length of the brick is 3, and if I can space them perpendicular to the koyers are running this way, and I'm putting 3, the levena with the brick is 3 this way, so if I have a half a tefach koyer, another half a tefach koyer, and I have in between
space.
A space, and I lay it over there, that way, I'm also fine. So it has to, but it has to be able to be strong enough to hold it. Rashi says, Reb Shimon Gamliel lahokelba. Rashi do mask Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon comes to be maker, koloimer. Afila ein behem tefach. It doesn't have a tefach. Ve moishev al shtei mariach lerachvoy, ein me oimet. Means because if it's less than a tefach, it's not going to hold the 1.5. Marchikan zumezu. So what do? You distance one, you make it, you push one away from the other. O moishev alein la'arkoy. And that's how it could hold the brick. It should be strong enough. The weight means it has to be moved enough apart that it should be able to hold the brick for the 3, and it should be strong enough
to hold the weight.
But even though between both curves you don't have a tefach, it's still going to be kosher. It's coming to be mekel. Okay. Let's say you have 2 curves. Each one is not a tefach. But one is, they're different levels. One is above, achas lamata, one is lower down. So Rabbi Yosef says, Royin el Yoyne, we see it, the top one, ki ilu hu lamata, it's as if it's down next, adjacent to the bottom one. Vesa tachtoyne, the bottom one, ki ilu lamayla, it's adjacent to the top one. Ubelvachloi tehe el Yoyne, the top koyre, shouldn't be lamayla me esrim, because the koyre is mishim hacker, and you can't see it. V'atachtoyne cannot be lamata masorah because it has to serve as a mechitza. Koyre mishum heke, koyre mishum mechitza, lechi mishum koyre, lechi mishum mechitza. It can't be lower than 10. So v'vashle et elyoyne l'mayla ma'esur ma'ame, v'atachtoyne lamata ma'asorah. And the bottom one cannot be ma'asorah, less than sorah tfochim. Mashma. So here's going to be the kasha. Mashma from the b'raisa. Ho zeve zeve toich esrim. If both of these koyres would be within esrim, the top one under esrim, and the bottom one would be above 10. It would be okay. Why? Because we apply the halacha of Kavod Rami. Now, l'chayre, the top one here is less than a tefach. Because we're trying to get to a tefach. We're trying to join them to have both of them next to each other. Then I should get my
connected.
Tefach.
I'm assuming they're not connected.
I mean, not above, they're like, yeah. like I guess.
You need that, but
yeah, I guess. You didn't see them. Well, I didn't see them. Yeah.
Is all one direction,
right. Why we're saying both?
This verse is so
each both ways.
Why is the Marva asking from here? Because over here you need a hackle of break. And you can't have a theoretical together holding up a brick.
It has the hackle away. One right at the edge and one a little.
A little bit in. Makes sense. Clear. Correct. So. It's mash. We're going to say chavoy to Rami. As long as the bottom one is above 10 tefachim, the top one is below the 20. Amos, even if
there's no
tefach with the koyre,
but they'll break. They won't hold it up. You can't have
chavoy. How's it going to help you with the chavoy to? I'm asking physically. The point is that it should be strong enough to hold a brick. Royan, you make believe it's not going to be able to hold the brick.
This that it has to hold the brick. That has to be substantial.
Exactly. It's not physically. Exactly. Very good. Who moist the love of my fire? I was just going to say that. Yes. Very good. Okay. Yeah. So mainly Gemara is asking a kasha. So we see, Zakti Gemara, Hozev is a betoich esrim. If both would be betoich esrim, Amrina chavoy drami. We would say chavoy drami. Afrika of the lesbian tefach, even though it doesn't have a tefach. So it's a kasha on, what was that? Rava. Correct? Amar Rava. Rabbi said that if there's only a tefach, you say chavoy drami, and when there's no tefach, you don't say chavoy drami. And the brother Raya from that mission and all this, so we're asking a kasha and Rabbi from this
Raya. So why are you asking from the Rabbanon and the Raya? Sukkos the Raya and over Tome, here by Erevin
is only a hekim and the Rabbanon. Okay, called the Rabbanon and the Raya ticket.
No.
Omalei trutz ve'imahochi. Is a halach that's true? It's a halach l'meishim esinai. What you're saying, but the whole concept of sukkah is with the rabbanos, so maybe things are different.
No.
Sukkah
is the
rice.
This will be.
No, I thought the mavi. You're saying the mavi is the rabbanos. So he's saying maybe it's easier to say Chavoy Terami by the Rabbanon. That's what he's asking. By the Rabbanon, maybe I'll say it. But Halacha, he's saying it's Halacha Lamash Mesina, how we say Chavoy Terami. Because it's a by the Rabbanon, we can't change the facts of the Halacha Lamash Mesina. Right? That's the answer. Okay. Say it like this. As long as the top one is not Lamayla Ma'asim, Ela B'toych Ha'asim. V'hatachtoyna smucha la b'pachas m'shloisha. That's what you're going to have to say. It means, as long as the top one is not above the 20, and it's below the 20 amas, and then the bottom one will be within three tefachim of the top one. Inami bevach, it's, you have to split up. Inami bevach leited tachtoina lamata masara, the bottom one is not below asara tefachim, just it's above asara tefachim, and then elalamayla masara ve'elyoin esmuchala. It can't be below the asara, it has to be higher than asara, and then ve'elyoin esmuchala v'pachas m'shloisha. Aval shloisha, but if you have a distance between both of them, keep the lesbe tefach lo'imin chavay t'rava. So the braisa could shtim with rava. In other words, all the braisa means to say is the top one has to be toich esrim, and in that case, when it's, once it's below esrim, and the bottom one is within three tefachim of it. So say lo, correct. Right. What would be the chiddush of the braisa? Maybe it's still a chiddush. Exactly. The chiddush would still be. Like he's saying, he loved not just the Hilchas Mechitzis and this and that. You need a koyrer to be a sheer tefach, and you would starve the two with your loved.
Actually, it's a little bit fair.
Right.
If you learn that koyrer Mishum Mechitzis, wonderful.
Right. But so if you learn koyrer Mishum Hecker, where's my Hecker?
Yeah, I don't
know. Maybe within three, maybe it's called a Hecker. It's one space, you can see it like that. No, Chavoy Terami you need after Shloshim, above Shloshim. Here it's talking about more than three. That's when you have to come on to Chavoy Terami. Less than three is loved. When it's more than three, you have to come on to Chavoy Terami. So we're saying that this Braisa, is that we want to make a mashmois, that it's a case, we thought it's a case of Chavoy Terami, and we have a proof that even if the width is not a tefach, of the thing, we still lower it down, we bring it down, we're saying it's not a raya from that braisa. We're talking about it smaller than a tefach, but that one we're bringing it down and we're joining it to the other kohen is in a case of lavet, correct. That's what the teretz, it's not a case of lavet. If it would be, that's what I'm saying, if it would be lamayla mishloisha, that you would have to come on to chavoy drami, we would not be able to say chavoy drami since it's not a tefach, like rava, could be. Right, correct, it would be an ovid. So the royin that we see, so it's according to this, it's shigul tisanta sprach. What royin keilu?
Right.
It's the regular din of lover. The royin, is that extra din as we lover is beetzim kisosim. It's not a royin. It's not a makeshift.
And not
it's,
even the lashon. What's he coming to do?
What's the chiddush? We're always saying lover, right? So we just asked that. Well, so maybe here it's a chiddush because you need a sheer koyr tefach. That if we can join them, that we have now my tefach. You think that was evident from the? In the case, it's a little different. It's not a regular kesosim. It's a little to make the shear of my tefach of a koyri. Why is it different than lover to make my shear of asar of mechitzas asar and everything?
Rashi over here learns that the koyri has to be out of mechitzas, not out teker.
Okay.
Because otherwise, for the pachas of asar, Rashi has to be learning.
He's missing out mechitzas, right? That's why that's correct. Okay. What's the man don't mishum hacker gonna do? It probably also has the same aloha that has to be above 10 or not. So maybe he holds there's no hacker when it's so down low to the ground also.
There's no hacker okay. even if it's
the so basically the braisa could stim with the rava. You only say chavoy terami, and again chavoy terami is only when there's a distance of more than three. We'll only say chavoy terami if it's wider tefach, and then we'll bring it down. This case is if it wasn't wider tefach, so you wanted to bring it raya. They still say chavoy terami even if it's not wider tefach. The kimta we're making here is it's not one braisa. We're not learning as one. That's lamay lamaser, and this is lamay lamaser, which was a mashmoyz. They're far apart. That's when you say it. It's going to have to be within three. So then it's love, but it's not chavoy terami. So then it's not a raya. It's not a raya against rova from this brayz. Kishtumi rova. The mission said, "Silosim rova chamoso is ksheira. If you have more shade, the chamos is ksheira." Zokti gemar mashma from the mission. Hoki adadi would be 50-50. 50% sale, 50% chamo. Psula would be possible. Frakti gemar vatnan v'edach perikim. We learned in the mission that base in the first perik and the other perik. If chamas and brumet zilos, then it's possible. Ha, but ki hadadi, if it be even 50-50 ksheira. So we have the chayas tiras in the mishnah. In the mishnah over here, is mashma 50-50 would be possible. And the Mishnah in the first Mishnah is Mashmah that 50-50 be kosher. And for the Gemara, loy kashi. We explain the Gemara according to Rashi. Loy kashi, it's not shver. Kan milamayla, the Mishnah over here by us that we are talking about Tzilsim Rebbe Mechamso is talking about this Tzilsim Rebbe Mechamso lamayla. If Haki Hadad, you were making a dik, if it would be 50-50 on top, it would be possible. He's talking about, so we're talking about Lamaila. What's the level of the Schach on top? The Schach and Aver and airspace. If it would be 50-50 up on top, it would be possible. And Rashi explains, because if it's 50-50 on top, then on the bottom of my Sukkah, it's more Chama than Tzeil.
Why?
That's the Metzis, because once the sun comes in, it spreads out, the rays, mispashet v'helechet, it gets wider, it becomes more sunlight down on the bottom.
So even if it's a Chama, so you have that.
One second. Let's finish up the Gemara. So, Mamela, so Kan Milamaila, the Mishnah by us over here that's discussing Tzilsim Rebbe Mechamso, but it would be Kehadadi, if it would be 50-50, it would be a problem. It's going Milamaila. We're talking about the Schach area. And that level, what do you have? 50-50? Then it's, then if it's Tzilsim, it means you have more Tzail than Chama. Hakehadadi
would be the same.
Hakehadadi, if it would be the same on top, it would be possible. Maybe Mamela might be more Chama at the bottom, it would be possible. The Mishnah in Dav Beis is talking about Kamil Mato, meaning when you're standing in the Sukkah on the bottom, there is Chamso, the Mishnah said, Chamso Merubu Metzulosa is possible, but if it would be 50-50 on the bottom, it would be kosher, because if it's 50-50 on the bottom, then Behechrich on top is more Schach than Aver.
What 50-50 is another question. How you know
right, how you exactly measure it? Okay, right, correct. That's how Rashi learns the sugi. Toys has a bomb kasha because Toys holds there's a sugi before, right? I didn't know this was Yud Zayin. Paritz Koimid, and we pass it with the halacha like your papa. Paritz Koimid is mutter, means a 50-50 schach kosher, schach posel, it would be kosher. So, how's the way Rashi is understanding the sugi here is that if you have 50-50 on top, it would be a problem. Why? Why is it different? Why is it different than the chayy Paritz Koimid is mutter? We pass the Paritz Koimid. I think it's your papa himself, the one that's saying it here. No, it's not. Omer of Papa, the next part. The Kazuzim Lelkis Mutachas.
A bit. By
Schach Kosher and Schach Possel. 50-50. You have exactly 50-50. Oh, this is different. Very good. So that's what you're trying to want to answer. But that's Rabbeinu Tam's Kasher right here. So, very good. So you're saying, there I'm getting my tail at the end of the day, even if it's Schach Possel. Now, you won't look on top, I'm only 50-50. Parents claim it more to 50-50. As long as it's not more schach posel and schach kosher, then I'm fine. But here you're saying, no, you're right, I'm getting my tail through schach posel. But at the end of the day, I have tail. So the question is above, where's my
tail that's coming from
schach posel, but still it's, but you're saying, but when it's avir and airspace, and the whole point of my covering on top is to get tail on the bottom, if I only have 50% and the rest is avir and I'm getting now chamsim rum tzolos on the bottom, it's almost as if I don't even have my 50-50 on top either. Because the whole point of the schach is right for the tail. They're around, they're showing them, that's how they try to.
So even if it's
So you're saying Roiv Schach on top, they're still on the. If I'll have a case, he wants to know if I'll have a case. Right. If I'll have a little case that it's a little bit more than 50-50 Schach, means a little more 55 Schach and 45 Aver, but on the bottom, if I still have Chamsa Meruba, what's going to be the halacha?
It's always going to be Chamsa Meruba way rather than
Schach. It's very possible that Avada will be kosher, because at the end of the day, we look at the roof. The Schach, that's the Chorinus speak about this Rashi, is the main part I'm looking for the top. Or am I looking at the bottom? What's going on over here? Is it just that when it's 50-50, so you were not sure, 50-50 is even, then we look at the bottom to create how my top is? So even though it's 50-50, but because the point is for sale, so it's not in essence really 50-50, but if it be more than 50 avada, then it's good enough, even if on the bottom is chamsim rumutzulasa. Could be. You hear the svar shaboy? It's not that we're looking totally at the bottom, is it more cham at the bottom or not? When it's 50-50, but normally we say parts koim and mutter, 50-50 is enough. The tzeil comes as a play, it plays as a role here to see what, do I have a roof that gives me tzeil? If the whole point of the roof that gives me, supposed to give me tzeil, do I have enough of a roof? Because since it's only 50-50, I'll say it's less, it's considered as if less than 50-50, because I have less than 50-50 tzeil on the bottom. Less than 50% tzeil. But if I have more than 50% schach on top, that'll be okay. Now I'm not going to worry about the chamsa, the more chamsa, correct. This is the sugi over here. This is the base. When you learn the sugi that base, they spend a week over here on that Rashi, and Rashi comes on the bittles, so for Rashi in the base. Rashi says, "V'shecham se merube metzilasa hamud bottle beroyv." She comes and told in a bottle. What bottle? The schach. The aver is bottle to the schach. The tzeil is bottle to the chama.
Does it have
anything on these things? That, you know.
Does it have anything to do with which way the sun is shining?
They do speak about such a thing. If it's overhead
if it's overhead, you're getting that extra ray. What happens if it's coming from the side? You're not getting that extra ray.
Then it would be more sun coming in. Maybe more sun coming in, but maybe seeing, but maybe the rays.
But you're not getting it from the other side.
Right, I hear. I hear. I don't know exactly what it sees.
The tail is against the sun. So if the sun's from the side, it comes more in. But it's enough.
Yeah, but what's the matzis? Do you get more tail also? The sail also become more? No, right? Only the sun.
It seems like the sun, once it gets in, it's. Chazak, it's mispashet.